It was the late 1940s, and you can only imagine what the abundant forests and mountainsides of the Slocan Valley and beyond must have looked like, and how life and technology would have been far different than they are today. It has been 81 years since the Kolesnikov family started their family-run logging business, and there have been more than a few highs and lows. But this week, the company celebrated a high for sure, a big win, when the provincial government honored Kolesnikov as the province's lead exporter of manufactured products. The award was presented at the BC Export Awards. That's hosted by Business and Vancouver Magazine. We're pretty sure CEO and President Ken Kolesnikov wasn't on the end of a saw quite yet back in the 40s, but he is with us today. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a bunch for being aboard. Ken, the Kolesnikov name has been a big part of Kootenai culture, Doukhobor history, and the region's economically vital forest industry for a long, long time. Can you take us back just for a little bit to the company start and tell us about its remarkable history?
Sure. The Doukhobor background is all about family. And my grandfather and two brothers started the business back in 1939. Uncle Kuzma was the eldest of the three brothers, and he had the vision to get into the sawmill business. From a horse and single saw, circular saw head rig, we've grown from that where we are in Thrums today. My dad was, I'll say, pulled out of school when he was probably 10 years old and began working at the mill way back then. I think he got through grade five and ran this company right up until 2000 and into the 2000s.
Wow.
I came out of high school in 1977 and basically started in on working at the mill. The family does not, our philosophy, I guess, is we don't have a silver spoon in our mouth. And so I started when I was pretty young. My dad took me up to the sawmill, and I shoveled sawdust and got into the business and have learned it from the inside out. Worked my way up, and now I'm the CEO and president of a company, and very fortunate to have two very wonderful, engaged children involved in the business as well. That I hope are going to take it even further.
Ken, the award comes a year after Kolesnikov opened its mass timber facility. We've told folks about that a few times over the last year. Then you launched a line of mass timber products for the non-loggers and lumbermen amongst us. Can you tell us what is mass timber? And more importantly, what makes it of such great value in the market these days?
Well, mass timber was born in Europe about 25 years ago, and it's just an alternative to using concrete and steel. With our industry-leading mass timber, we turn wood from our mill into mass timber panels and beams that can form the entire building from walls to floors and ceilings. It's a new and environmentally friendly way of building. 40% of the greenhouse gas emissions come from the construction industry, but mass timber continues to hold carbon. So it's very much environmentally friendly and superior. Just to give people an idea, a panel, a CLT panel, which is part of the mass timber group, you take a 2x6, let's say, and you finger joint it together and make 60-foot long lamellas, strands, and then you run those longitudinally, and then across the other way, if your panel is 10 feet wide, you run 10-foot lumber the other way, and then you run 60-foot lumber again opposite to 90 degrees, and you're creating kind of like a sandwich.
Right.
And so there are huge panels that are building very, very quickly. If there was anybody interested, if you looked it up on YouTube, if you looked up the Brock Commons building in Vancouver, it'll give you a really, I think they do a two-minute eclipse, time eclipsed or time, whatever they call it, system where you can see the building being built. It's quite interesting.
It's amazing the sheer size of the units. Also, the other great news, aside from the fact that you folks are doing something that's environmentally safe and financially making a lot of sense, generated a lot of jobs out there with the new place. How's it benefited the community?
Well, for us, we've added 50 new jobs at the Kolesnikov Mass Timber Facility. And these are highly skilled jobs. We're in a different world now. Like, we're in the construction and the development world. This is not, you know, cutting lumber any longer. And those jobs are pretty high level. We're bringing about an additional $3.5 million of wages to the community with that, with those 50 jobs, to what we already have at the sawmill here at $12 million. So, you know, we're $15 million worth of payroll on a yearly basis. And we're always working with our staff, and we invest back in the community. It's really important for us to reinvest in the community. Everybody knows about our Christmas functions that we do, and the team here, the workers are fantastic and contribute, and it's really good. It feels really good to be part of the community and contribute to the community and working with our employees.
What's the provincial award, something of this size, mean to your business? There's a lot of very successful exporting companies in BC, so to have been named the top one is quite an honor, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was a great honor for us, especially at this point in time. It really acknowledges a year that we opened up the industry-leading mass timber facility and launched the line of our mass timber products. It builds on how we've established our global markets over four decades and how our successes keep adding up, and we keep innovating and keep trying. And even during the global pandemic, we've been able to continue to do it. It wasn't easy to start a new venture, a $35 million venture up during COVID times, I'll tell you that. But with our great team and people, we've really managed to pull it off, and I'm really proud of everybody.
No doubt. Yeah, it is an added success story, given the fact you were in the middle of a global pandemic. If you've just tuned in, folks, we're speaking with Kolesnikoff Lumber CEO and President Ken Kolesnikoff. Ken, the business has been exporting its lumber around the world for a long time. Just quickly, where have you sent your products globally? Where do we see a Kolesnikoff stamp on lumber around the planet?
Well, it's interesting. When I started doing sales, it wasn't long that I got introduced to export markets, and where we were exporting nothing probably in the mid-1980s, by the 1990s, we were almost 90% export. So we were exporting lumber to Australia, Belgium, Europe, a lot to the UK, Asia, Japan. And we're still exporting a lot of lumber today into the Asian market. And you know, the stuff that we're sending is really adding value. The way a smaller sawmills like ourselves survive in amongst all of the big guys is the niche markets and the specialty markets we work in, and that's really what we targeted, and it really helped us.
Ken, I'm imagining that you'd make a habit of visiting foreign markets and partners before first jumping into business with them. You and the rest of the family and the team have likely seen some pretty fascinating places during some interesting times. Any visits really stand out, and if so, why?
Well, 2 years ago in China, we got to visit the Great Wall and walk on it. And I'll tell you, it was a long walk, and there's some pretty steep sections. And when you look at it, you just can't believe how this was built many, many years ago. So that was interesting. When we are on business trips, we don't generally get to tour too much. But I'll tell you, when my first experience in Tokyo and experiencing the congestion and as many people as there are in that city, and then being able to get into the subway system and some of the videos we've seen, I've experienced that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, a little different than Thrums, rush hour in Thrums, I suppose, eh?
You bet your life that.
You've been known to say that logging is a form of farming. What do you mean by that?
Well, we are farmers of the land. Everybody that works in the industry, you know, it's a crop that we're working with and we're growing. It just takes longer to grow than, say, a wheat field. It takes 80 years for us to grow trees rather than 1 year. And it's just a different way of looking at it. We really respect the land. You know, we take a lot of time and effort in making sure we're doing it right. The industry as a whole, we plant three trees for everyone that's harvested. We're very strong stewards of the land. We have to be. If we want to see my grandchildren involved in this business, we need trees. So for us, we take it very seriously. Our mantra, and this came from Uncle Kuzma right from the beginning, it was take care of the land and the land will take care of you. That means a lot to us. We use that a lot around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important. We have to take care of the crop. We use a collaborative approach. We consult with government, local experts, stakeholders. We put a lot of work into getting our cutting permits, getting them right, doing it right. We consult with geotechnical engineers, hydrologists, biologists. We do extensive pre-measures on site. Like I don't think a local or an average person understands how much work goes into getting a cutting permit, and we really work hard at making sure we do it right.
Can you mention right off the top how important family was to you? And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about being a Yetta and your grandkids, but you did say you might get a little emotional, so we're gonna let you off the hook on that one. But I did want to ask, just quickly before we go, your son and daughter and other Kolesnikovs and relatives are involved in the family business. Just quickly, what values did you try and instill in them as kids that parents and kids nowadays you think could benefit from?
Well, I think the biggest thing is work ethic. It's just having a really good work ethic and showing the way for your children, and spending time with them. For me, it was really difficult because I was so busy and I was on the go. But I remember one time I asked my son, I says, you know, just after he came out of high school, how do you know all this stuff? He said, Dad, are you kidding me? Listening to you on the phone on those drives that we went on all the time, he says, how could I not know? I think that part is really important. And, you know, just it's your philosophy as a person. What do you want your children to be? What do you want them to do? And I think, you know, them being involved with you on an ongoing basis is good. We're very fortunate. Both our children were very much engaged, wanted to be here, had a passion for the business. And that makes it a lot easier when you have somebody that really wants to be contributing. And we've been really lucky with that with our children. But I have to say, I have to put a shout out for our whole team. We've got just a fantastic group here, and we all work really well together, and everybody has the same goal, and we're just trying to, you know, make sure everybody has an opportunity to be part and feel like they're part of something substantial here at Kolesnikov.
Well, 81 years later, Uncle Kuzma's got to be pretty proud of what you've done, Ken. We sure appreciate your time, and congrats on the big award. Well-deserved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
That's Kolesnikov Lumber CEO and President Ken Kolesnikov. This past week, the province honored Kolesnikov as BC's lead exporter of manufactured products. The family business has been running strong for 81 years.